We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Former president and CEO of the San Francisco 49ers, Carmen Policy, with us here on 95.7 The Game. Mr. Policy, it's always a pleasure. How's life been treating you?
Life's been great, and I'll tell you, it's been pretty exciting being in the Bay Area for these past couple of weeks. And this weekend coming up, it's almost reached the point of delirious fever levels. It's wonderful. It's fun.
You know, you've spoken with us several times over the last few years, and we've talked about Kyle Shanahan, John Lynch, the organization trying to get back on track. You've always remained very optimistic, but to see it happen this quickly, to be back in the NFC Championship game this quickly, I mean, could you have seen that? This has been truly remarkable.
I really didn't see it happening this year. I really thought that we lost a year when Jimmy Garoppolo suffered that terrible injury and his development was really stymied. I really hoped that we would play very credible football in the 2019 season, and maybe, just maybe, we'd sneak in to the playoffs as a wild card if we got a little lucky and some of the other people in our division started stumbling a little bit. But to be at the number one seed, I'm sitting back and I'm remarking how remarkable it is that it happened. And I couldn't be happier for John Lynch or for Kyle Shanahan and for my friend Mike Shanahan, who's got to be one of the proudest fathers in America today.
They've gone
it's
from
really something.
Sorry, Carmen. They went from credible football to incredible football. And how much of this credit goes to Jed York and his ability to put the people in the position to try to turn this thing around and kind of take a step back from the hands-on organization?
Well, I think what you're seeing now is that Jed York, who faced a lot of criticism and, you know, probably to a degree was deserved,
sure,
was smart enough to say, okay, I've made some mistakes here. We've made some mistakes here. I got to learn from those mistakes and not keep making the same mistakes over and over again. And he took a whole different approach. He took a different approach in terms of how he went about replacing his head coach. He understood he had to replace the general manager. He took a different approach in how he went about hiring his general manager. And I think the combination that he put together was actually a risk, but it turned out to be the absolute right formula for success. He found a way, first of all, to get a bright young coach. I love the pedigree with the 49ers. I love what he's done in the past, all things considered, including some of his mistakes that he's, again, I'm hopefully learning from. And the way he's come in and the way he's accepted the fact that he needed somebody in that front office to compliment him, to work with him. And John Lynch, if you want to talk about another risk, was a total risk in terms of putting a man on the job, let him learn on the job, give him a 6-year contract, mind you, which runs exactly the same as the coach. I mean, this situation was either going to work or it was going to fail dismally. And to give Jed credit and to give all of that executive branch credit, they stayed out of the way. We picked our guys. We set a process to work, and let's let it go. And there were mistakes made. You know it. I know it. John knows it. The coach knows it. And they just came right through it, overcame it, and look what you got today. You've got a team that not only is winning, but has touched the hearts of all the people in the Bay Area, and I think people around the country now. It's a popular team because these players are popular. They're fun to watch. They're fun to root for. You not only want to see them win, you want to hang around for the post-game interviews to see what they say and how they say it. And I don't think we've had that since the Joe Montana, Ronnie Lott, Steve Young, Jerry Rice days, to be very honest with you.
Gorman, well said. I couldn't agree with you more. When you get into the X's and O's, how do you view this game? Do you think the team that can run the ball best wins, or you don't think it's going to be predicated on that?
Oh, I think running the ball is going to be very important. I think that the key is going to be how can the Packers avoid that crushing influence of the front four of the 49er defense. I mean, that defense, we're at a point where the 49ers were always, always first known for, judged by, and characterized by their offense. I have to be honest with you. It's almost more entertaining to see that defense on the field than the offense on the field because of the way they play and the way they're able to execute and how they can change the entire game based upon different schemes and so forth, no matter who the offense is they're playing. This is a special team, and these are special guys who came together in a very special way. And my whole family loves the individual players. Even Sherman turned out to be a likable uncle or godfather, so to speak, on this team, as opposed to the guy we didn't like when he was at Seattle. And Sherman was another risk. But look at the dividends he's paid. He's really brought some wisdom and some maturity to bear. And I think he's making all the sense in the world in the statements he makes. I love the way he's counseling the younger players, and sure, I love the way he almost appears to be. Somewhat of a coach on the field. I mean, he was a great addition as well. I just can't say enough good things about what's transpired here in the last couple of years.
Carmen Policy joining Joe Lowe and Dibs on 95.7 The Game. What was this week like for you when you were working with the 49ers back in the day? The build-up to the NFC Championship game, knowing as an executive, knowing your team, all the people around you, all this hard work. This is the penultimate game. You're 60 minutes from going to the Super Bowl and being on the big stage in front of the entire world. Like, from your position, what was this week like?
It was crushing. And the pressure was unbelievably undaunting. And you had this feeling of almost life and death. I have to be honest. I know that sounds terribly, you know, melodramatic, but it almost approached that. And you knew everything was on the line, and you didn't want to let anybody down. No one, no matter what your job, wanted to let anybody down. And we were very, very, shall we, I don't want to say superstitious, but we were very reluctant to think about anything that would go 1 second beyond the finalization of that game. No one was allowed to talk about Super Bowl preparations. No one was allowed to even say, if we go to the Super Bowl, who do we it was all taboo. Nothing mattered but that game on Sunday. And Eddie would be a basket case. Eddie DeBartolo. He'd look at me and say, this is a trap game. We're in trouble, you know. And he would always, but he would always do that almost before every game, you know. It was just his way. I think he forbade himself to even have a positive thought about how the game was going to turn out, because I think he was afraid of jinxing himself, you know. But the emotions, the pressure, the build up, everything was on the line. You took all your chips and you pushed them to the middle of the table, because you knew if you lost that game, you were broke. You were broke emotionally. You were broke competitively. Your whole year went up in smoke. Nothing mattered but the Super Bowl. And it's a little onerous, but at the same time, I have to tell you, gentlemen, there's nothing more exciting than that.
Is there a little bit of extra skin in the game because it's such a great rivalry with the Green Bay Packers? Or, you know, from an executive standpoint, do you put those things aside and it's just another championship game?
No, I think that, you know, playing a marquee franchise, I think playing against Aaron Rodgers, who everybody knows is one of the greatest quarterbacks to play the game and certainly a first-year eligible Hall of Famer, adds some panache to it. I have some ugly memories of the Green Bay Packers in the playoffs, obviously. Lately, now I haven't kept score, but lately I think we've been okay against the Packers.
Yep.
Haven't we? The last three times we played them in the playoffs? Am I counting it right? But we've been okay.
You're right.
As of the late years. But, you know, in my years, I mean, we had some, if you'll remember, we had some setbacks. And so I just always had a problem thinking about the Packers as an opponent. When I say a problem, I mean, you know, they were always kind of dangerous. And but you know, when you look at it on paper, and you look at it from all the experiences of every single regular season game, and now of course each of them had one playoff game, the 49ers shouldn't lose this game. They shouldn't. But again, going back to my old ways, that's what scares the heck out of me. And I mean, that's what makes me even more nervous. On paper, again, I think they should be bigger than a 7.5-point favorite. But I don't know. We'll see, of course. But we're healthy. 49ers are totally healthy now, and you see the difference, especially on defense, when they can field their players as a group. It's quite impressive.
Carmen, is there some friendly family banter going on, given that your son is in the Green Bay front office?
Well, there's banter. I don't know how friendly it is. But, you know, my son, Ed, is the chief operating officer and general counsel for the Packers. So I, as a father who not only loves his son, but I'm very, very proud of Ed. He's so much smarter than me and so much more talented. And he's just a special guy. I'm rooting for him. I have to root for him. You know, I root for anything that advances his situation and his family situation and so forth. But I think he knows that I've got this thing inside of me still kind of leaning over towards, the 49ers. It's kind of like, you know, you fall in love with that new girl and you marry her, but you still have this warm feeling for your ex-wife.
Sure.
Carmen, go ahead, man.
And so it's something. So the bottom line is, though, in a sense, I can't lose, because if the gods of football decide that the 49ers should win, I'm going to root for them 1,000% unmitigatingly. But if the Packers win, then I got family credit going, and I'm going to root for them in an unrestrained fashion. So, but it's kind of cute. It actually is kind of cute. And who's going to wear what to the game, and what colors are you allowed to wear, and are we going to sit in a neutral area? You know, that kind of thing. We're having some fun with it.
Great stuff. Former president and CEO of the San Francisco 49ers, Carmen Policy, with us here on 95.7 The Game. Mr. Policy, it's always a pleasure. Thank you so much for your time this morning. Enjoy the game and your family this weekend, and hopefully we can do it again soon.
Thank you, gentlemen, and good luck to you, and thanks for having me on.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.